The major federal political parties are proposing sweeping changes to the nation's electoral laws to limit the complex preference deals micro-parties use to win Senate spots. The directors of the Liberal and Labor parties say the current system of Senate voting is a lottery because it allows senators to be elected with a fraction of the first preference vote. They've told a parliamentary inquiry party registration requirements must be toughened and the way voters mark their ballots should be changed. From Canberra, James Glenday reports.
At recent elections, there's been a concerted effort by some political operators to game the Senate voting system by setting up several micro-parties with attractive names and trading votes through a process called preference harvesting. Last year, the Motoring Enthusiast Party won a spot in Victoria through a complex deal and with a record low primary vote of about 0.5%. The party senator-elect Ricky Muir will be vital to the government passing legislation in the next Senate.
It's been described as a lottery, and I suppose it is, the difference being a ball doesn't drop out, a senator does.
It's like Sudoku.
It's
like Sudoku.
Yes.
Liberal MP Tony Smith and Labor Secretary George Wright aren't often in furious agreement, but on the need for reform, they're on a unity ticket. This morning, the directors of the major political parties gave evidence to a committee examining the 2013 federal election. Mr. Wright says many micro-parties are set up with the sole intention of distorting the will of Australian voters.
I think there's an obligation on those who design the system to make sure that in casting a vote, a voter is able to do that in a way that is understandable and easy for them to express their will and initiate, you know, the outcome that they want.
To stop the so-called gaming of the system, the major parties are suggesting a new way of optional preferential voting above the line on the Senate ballot paper and making it easier to vote below the line. They're also calling for tougher requirements for the registration of micro-parties with higher minimum membership requirements and for new rules to stop people being in charge of more than one micro-party at a time. The changes could reduce the size of the Senate ballot paper, which is more than a metre long in some states and is accompanied by a magnifying glass.
It is integral to democracy that there is transparency around any preference deals. More specifically, there ought to be transparency around any personal incentives that relate to preference deals.
The Liberal Party director Brian Loughnane also wants to stop minor parties registering names that are similar to the major parties. Last year, the Liberal Democratic Party won a spot in New South Wales. He also wants the Australian Electoral Commission to closely review its systems to stop multiple voting.
It is clear from the Commission's own evidence that many thousands of people voted multiple times in the 2013 election without providing adequate explanation.
The exact details of the proposals are still being discussed by the major parties. It's an area they've wanted to reform for some time because it could benefit them in the long run. They'll easily have the numbers to get any legislation through Parliament. However, changes in this area are likely to be fiercely opposed by the micro-parties that are soon set to hold great sway on many pieces of key government legislation in the Senate.
James Glenday reporting there.